Hey everybody, welcome back to Daniel Davis Deep Dive. This is going to be a quick video. This is Saturday evening, but this is something I didn't feel like I could wait on. There's basically breaking news going on here, and a couple of different kinds of breaking news. One, there are two Truth Socials that President Trump posted today. One, I think it's 7:43 a.m., and then one a little bit later on that at about 8:15 or 8:17, something like that. These two Truth Socials, these two posts taken together, illustrate why I am concerned that the president is suffering genuine cognitive decline and why it matters. And these two Truth Social posts put together, coming literally back to back, show why there should be a lot of alarm here. And we could literally be on the threshold, possibly within hours, maybe later tonight even, that there could be conflict in our own hemisphere with Venezuela. First things first, let me show you the first Truth Social post. This is one that was posted. I think this was the first one, if I'm not mistaken. This is the second one here. Yeah, but this is going to be an important precursor. President Trump today tweeted out, Truth Social out, because I have invoked favored nation trading status for the United States of America, drug prices are falling at never before seen, at levels never before seen, 500%. 600%, 700%, and more. No other president has been able to do this, but I have. This is also the answer to much less expensive and far better health care. Republicans, remember, this was done by us and nobody else. This is a revolution in medicine, the biggest and most important ever, the most important event ever. If this story is properly told, we should win the midterm elections in record numbers. I am the affordability president. Talk loudly and proudly, President DJT. Okay, it doesn't take much of a mathematician to realize that's an impossibility. Math doesn't work that way. If you have 500%, 600%, 700% off of something, then that means that, let's just say that there was some medication that would cost you $100 per month, and he's going to give you 500% off. That means you're going to be paid $500 to get that $100 bottle of medicine. You see, that's impossible. Everybody knows that. Now, you might be tempted to say, well, this is just Trump. He's just being exaggerated. He's being hyperbole. No, you can't. So he's been doing this for months. And sometimes it's wildly 1,300%, 1,200%, 600%, 400%. Numbers are all over the map. Nobody mistakes a percentage off of something that's good, a good percentage off. I mean, just look, Black Friday, right? Black Friday was just yesterday. Everybody's looking at all these Christmas deals. Everybody knows what a percent off means and what that translates into in terms of what the actual price would be. You have never seen in your lifetime anybody promote and advertise that they have 500% off, because it doesn't exist. And we have to ask the question, this is genuine, legitimate. What does the president think? Does he not understand that that's the case? And listen, this hasn't been going on the entire time he's been in office. Let's look at a couple of other things here real quick. Let's see. Let's go first of all to, I think it was May. Let me pull up the right one here. Let's see. Had it right in front of me. There you go. I think it's this one right here. Yeah. So this is this was back from May of this year, where they were fact checking Trump's claims that prescription price drugs, drug prices could drop almost immediately. And in this, he says prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices would be reduced almost immediately by 30 to 80%. Okay. So that's what he's saying in May 2016. Now, this article goes on to say, you know, we'll examine the reality of that and how hard it would actually be to get, 20 to 80% off. That's a really sizable measure, and great if he can make it happen. That's terrific. But that's in the reason. That's reasonable. That's something that's attainable. You can actually do that. There's been lots of complaints that our prescription drug prices have been radically overpriced for many, many, many years. And so, terrific. If he's doing that, if it's going to make it come down, that's great. So that's back in May. Then earlier this month, let me pull this one up here. This is from November. Now, in November, the White House, again, this is the White House, published this on November 6th. So just earlier this month, President Trump is saying we are going to this agreement represent a historic reduction in prices of Americans on two drugs with the highest annual expenditures in the United States. And they go and they give an example. They said the prices of Ozempic and Wegovy, if I'm pronouncing that right, will fall from $1,000 and $1,350 per month, respectively, to $350 when purchased through Trump Rx. So again, when you calculate that out, that's roughly 75% off. So about 25% of the price here is what he's claiming his new plan will do. Okay, that's also theoretically possible. Great. If you can do that, that's good for every American. But then you can't come back and say, and actually both before and after that, and let's go back to that True Social. I don't want anybody to be confused by, you know, this is not anything that I'm personally saying. Here he goes, 500%, 600%, 700%. Again, let me ask you, have you ever in your lifetime heard of any adult say that something is going to be 500% off, any number above 100%? Because 100% means it's free. It's 100% off. That means it's free. Then you know that by that means, and of course, people have been saying this for a long time. People have been talking about this because he's been doing this for months. And the fact that he's going back to it, maybe the first time he said it was an accident, it was a mistake. I don't know. He just wasn't thinking clearly. I can't even imagine it's possible that his staff did not tell him, sir, you can't say that because that's not possible. It's mathematically impossible. So let's don't say that. Let's keep it at what this press release said. Let's keep it at the 20 to 80% level. That would be great for Americans. Let's just stick with that. I can't imagine that they didn't say that. It's certain that they did. But the fact that he goes back and says this again, you have to say, what is going on here? There is a real problem here. This is a cognition issue. And it's one thing if you just say, well, it's weird. I can grant you that, but I don't understand why he's doing that. But whatever, we'll just move on. And I understand you'd say that because you lie, especially those who like him. You don't want to be true what your eyes are telling you. You don't want to be true with the ramifications and the implications of what you're seeing with your own eyes are telling you. But let me show you why this is so important here, because the tweet right before that was this one here from this morning. To all airlines, pilots, drug dealers, and human traffickers, please consider the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela to be closed in its entirety. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. I mean, we can talk about some of the details of this, but I mean, you know, nobody signs their tweets or True Socials. It's your account. Everyone knows who you are. But the fact that he keeps going back over and over and putting his name on there like someone wouldn't know who this was, that by itself is odd. But okay, it's just odd. But this other issue here, this is saying, consider the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela to be closed in its entirety, given the fact that I have been telling you for, you know, a couple of weeks now, several weeks, that there has been a large flotilla of American naval power, many weeks in the area. That it's some of it's right off the coast of Venezuela, that there's been at least two dry runs of B-52 bombers flying over right near Venezuela. We know that President Trump has already announced that he's given CIA authorization to operate on the ground inside of Venezuela. It's an open secret, if you even want to call it that, that we're seeking regime change. Let's be clear on something here. There is no legal authority to conduct a regime change against another country, period. We've gotten in trouble so many times in the past, not the least of which was Iran in 1953 and several other places, Australia. Not many people are even aware that that was the case. We once tried to overthrow the government in Australia, but we've tried to do it. It's been covert operations. To my knowledge, this is the first time we've ever just openly declared, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And there's not even barely any fig leaf attempt to cover it over. There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution that allows the President of the United States to unilaterally, on his own authority, just decide he's going to take the leadership of another country out. You can say, oh, he's a drug dealer. You can write a piece of paper and say, oh, I declare him to be the leader of a cartel. I declare that he is not legally elected. That doesn't change any of facts. There's lots of people. Listen to me. There are lots of countries around the world that we question the validity and the legality of their elections. There are a lot more countries that are doing things about illegal drugs and certainly a bunch of other countries in the region that are a much higher threat of illegal drugs coming into the United States than Venezuela. So that's a fig leaf on every account. But most importantly, It is illegal. It violates the U.S. Constitution because it says only the Congress can take us to war against another country. And no matter, you can't just wordsmith this and say, oh, well, this isn't a war. This is just an operation. It doesn't work like that. You're using military power, lethal military power, to accomplish a political end. Ergo, it is a war. Now, in case anybody is still uncertain, the 1973 War Powers Act made it even more clearly. You cannot introduce armed forces where lethal operations are imposed unless there is a declaration of war, a specific congressional authorization, or we have been attacked. None of those things exist. So there is literally no justification. And Lindsey Graham can say all day long he thinks it's a good idea. John Bolton, oddly enough, who's being accused of crimes by the Trump administration, also really agrees with this. He tried to help this happen in a non-lethal way in 2018, and the first Trump administration utterly failed. That was a disaster. And now then, there's so many people saying, yes, let's go ahead and go. And obviously, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, is all about this. It is illegal. And when you have a president that is losing cognition, and I've done a whole show on this several times. I've been talking about this for many months here, but we recently did a show with a professor from Johns Hopkins University, and he laid out the science behind why the evidence says that there is serious concern. Many others in Congress even are in the last few days have been calling, release the terms, the results of that MRI that happened. What was being examined? Why? What were the results? People are now calling openly for that. So I definitely, we're not the only ones here. But you need to understand there are some real issues here. And when you have somebody who's not completely in control of their cognition, and they have not just the nuclear codes, but then also the command authority on to when to send us into a war, he's obviously not going to be concerned with whether it's legal or not. These operations in the Caribbean are already illegal. And as the Washington Post was covering yesterday and today, and we covered earlier in another video, you can go see it. It's on our video tab. About how the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, is reported by the Washington Post to have given authorization to kill everyone. And whether he gave the second order or not, who knows? That's why we need an investigation. And by the way, one other thing here, let's just show you here. This is kind of an update from that. There's information out this morning that some of the senators from the Armed Services Committee are saying, hey, we need to do an investigation here. And so Senate Armed Services Committee Chair, Senator Roger Wicker, Mississippi Republican, and SASC member Senator Jack Reed, a Rhode Island Democrat, are saying that they want vigorous oversight and they want to know what's actually going on. So good on them for that. I'm happy that somebody's finally looking into this. But listen, this is a serious issue here, that the President of the United States may be losing cognition and now may be taking us into an illegal war, and God only knows where this can go. I know a lot of people think it can go quick and simple, like in Panama with the President Reagan and President Bush back in the day, how they took us into a couple of operations there. Nice, quick, clean, easy out. This is not that case. This is not Nicaragua. This is not Panama. These are very, very different situations here. And the conditions are very, very different, too. And there's an argument that those were also illegal, by the way. So nobody's given a pass to them either. But this one is even more egregious. So this is something that we need to be paying a lot of attention to. And listen, we need some clarity here. We need to know what's going on. The American people need to be going on. And if we're going to be taken into war, it better be for a reason where it's the last course of action. And we're going to be attacked otherwise. But we dare not become just another thuggish country that's going to use power and force to compel compliance with what we want. It will take somebody out if we don't like them. That is un-American, and it is illegal, and it violates the Constitution and the spirit of our country, and I want to see that change. Thank you very much, folks. That was just a short one here, but I wanted to alert you to what was going on here because I think it's a really important situation. Talk to you soon.